from Helen Chickering was, I just mentioned it's been just a couple of weeks since drinkable tap water came back to Asheville. Residents were overjoyed, but for local restaurant owners and workers, the recovery effort has only just begun, and the future for many is uncertain. BPR's Felicia Sanmez has more.
Asheville restaurant owner Eric Sheffer describes himself as an optimist.
My famous motto, and they know it when I walk into a meeting or if I walk into a restaurant, is, you know, it's going to be okay.
But even he has a hard time staying positive when taking stock of the challenges facing Asheville's independent restaurant scene, which he helped establish more than 20 years ago.
It's more difficult than ever for me these days to not walk out of a meeting with my staff or even with city officials with tears in my eyes.
Sheffer is one of many Asheville restaurant owners struggling to figure out the way forward after Hurricane Helene devastated much of the region and toppled its tourism-dependent economy. The Buncombe County Tourism Development Authority estimates that local restaurants and other businesses may see revenue losses of up to 70% in the final quarter of the year. At a recent meeting, TDA President and CEO Vic Isley described the situation in stark terms.
And that means about $585 million for our local economy.
And that's even after potable water returned to the region on November 18th. In Asheville after Helene, it feels like every week another restaurant announces that a temporary closure has turned into a permanent one. Among those that have reopened, local restaurant owners have been doing their best to survive, even when it's meant taking unconventional steps. During the weeks without water, some pared down their staff, their menus, and their hours. Others had giant water tanks installed through an effort spearheaded by Sheffer. A total of 20 local eateries used the tanks, including Sheffer's own Jetty Ray's Oyster House, Ganshan West, and Vinny's Neighborhood Italian.
That kept us going. It was pretty miraculous how it came together.
The tanks allowed some restaurants to keep their doors open, but at a steep cost of about $1,000 a day. Katie Button, one of the city's most prominent chefs, says that in addition to having to rent a water tank, her revenue is down about 50% from its usual level. In the wake of the storm, she's had to lay off 45 people, or about 30% of her staff.
That is really tough because we're in a situation where there's just no other option. And I know, though, that they're in a situation where there aren't a ton of jobs.
One of Button's eateries, the Spanish tapas restaurant Corate, has partially reopened, while the other, La Bodega, remains shut for now, given the limited number of tourists and locals downtown. Even businesses that survived the worst of the storm have been struggling, she says.
A lot of them are hanging on, hoping insurance comes through, trying to get the most out of these couple of months. But the truth is, like, the economic contraction in our area will be devastating to many, many, many small businesses. And I think over the next, 6 months to a year, we'll see that impact.
While there is some financial assistance available, much of it is in the form of loans that will have to be repaid. Many restaurant owners who took on significant debt during the coronavirus pandemic are hesitant to take out even more loans just a few years later. And then there's the reality that even with safe running water, it could take years for tourism to return to its pre-storm levels. At the TDA's recent meeting, Scott Peacock of Visit NC said the state has examined data from other tourism destinations that have been hard hit by hurricanes over the years, such as New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina.
We're talking about a 10 to 27 month average on return to a visitor economy of the pre-storm level. So that's sort of what the headwinds are that we're working up against.
Some in the industry worry that the setbacks could prompt an exodus of service workers or exacerbate existing inequalities in the city. In October, Buncombe County's unemployment rate skyrocketed to 8.8%, the highest in the state, according to the North Carolina Department of Commerce. 1 month earlier, before the storm, the rate was 2.5%, among the state's lowest. Brian Dunsmore is a steering committee member for Asheville Food and Beverage United, a volunteer-run union for service workers.
We had so many folks who were on a razor's edge of staying in town, period, because of high rent costs, because of low wages. You know, when you're on a razor's edge, anything, like a medical debt would be enough, much less a gigantic hurricane that closes down the town for 2 months, basically.
The union has sent a petition to local government leaders calling for an eviction moratorium, increased rental assistance, and legislation to allow tourism tax dollars to be used to provide greater support to small businesses and workers. Dunsmore urged residents to not only support local businesses, but also to join in calling on state and local officials to do more to help.
If for you in your life, things have gotten back to normal, they have very much not. And will not, frankly, probably for quite some time, well past the holidays for most of our folks. There's just an incredible amount of precarity.
For BPR News, I'm Felicia Sanmez.
The BPR team has put together a running list of grants, loans, and other assistance for small businesses and workers impacted by Helene. You can find details on our website, bpr.org.